The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. We're back here for the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. My name is Alan Ellis, and we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We're giving away fish and tackle today. This is the final day of the contest for the month of May. It's a beautiful perch package, including some tandem spinners and a couple hard baits. They're kind of a rattling shad type of bait, and all proven tackle tested by Tackle Box Tim Sherman. He's quite the perch fisherman, so I think Tim's going to be joining us in the giveaway. So we'll do that about 6:30 this morning at the bottom of the hour. To get in the contest, get your name in the contest. It's 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Leave your name and your number with Aaron when he answers the phone. Just say, I want to get in the contest, and he will record your name, phone number. And Tim will come, and he will draw a random number from the number of names, one through whatever that I give them, and we'll go from there. So Tim will actually pick the winner of the tackle contest. He doesn't know. He knows some of the folks. He doesn't know everybody, but, you know, it's kind of a fair way to do it. Robin's, if you're just joining us, Robin is out of the picture today. She's actually in the hospital and asking for prayers from our listeners. She's got chemical imbalance that kind of affected her in a very negative way this week. So, but she's recovering. She's just heard from her. She's in good spirits today. And so keep her in your prayers this Memorial Day weekend. So our number here is 410-922-6680. If you'd like to call, we'd love to talk to you about anything and everything. So I'm driving to pick up the first bunch of magazines this week, and I got an itchy spot on my shoulder. I'm driving, and I reach back, and as I scratch that little place on my left shoulder, I'm driving, so I'm reaching back with my left hand, and I scratch this spot, and something came off in my hand, and I went, okay, what was that? And I looked, and it was a tick. I'm like, ah. Oh. So I don't know if it had been attached for long or if I just felt it crawling or whatever it was, but there it was in my hand. And I didn't spend too much time examining it. It looked to me like a deer tick or black-legged tick, and I just disregarded it. Never thought to think it might be a Lone Star, you know, because we have them both here in Maryland, deer ticks, dog ticks, and Lone Stars, and probably a few others. So I thought, well, I'll just call the doctor, get some doxycycline, which is typical SOP for me. When I get bit by a tick, I call the doctor, say, look, I need some doxycycline. Help me out. And she said, you need to come in. Okay. So I went to Centerville, the medical center there, and talked to my doctor, Lisa. She examined it. She said, nah, there's nothing left in here as far as any mouth parts or, you know, it hadn't buried itself or anything like that. But I've never had a tick bite get as inflamed as this one did. And no bullseye or rash or anything like that. But so she examined it, and we had a conversation about ticks and tick-borne diseases and things like that. And she gave her a little information on the alpha-gal allergy. You know, and I know a few people that have that. which is the tick injects a toxin which reacts with the alpha-gal protein in red meat and makes you allergic to red meat. Beef, pork in particular, venison too. But, you know, you wind up eating chicken and fish for a long, long time until it either, A, goes away, B, you get treatment for it, which isn't much. Sometimes it goes away on its own. Or the latest thing I heard was acupuncture being used to treat alpha-gal allergy. There's an acupuncturist in Southern Maryland that treats it and has met with some success. So, that being said, you know, all this stuff's going through your head. You go to the doctor. She looks at it. She agrees with me that a two-week course of doxycycline is the best way to go. And she says, now, listen, you know, this is a very, very powerful antibiotic. Just be careful with it. I said, yes, ma'am. I'll take it according to as prescribed. And so I did. So that was my episode with a tick. But I do recommend anybody that gets finds a tick and is bitten to carefully remove it if you can. If you can't get to the doctor, they can take care of it. But do get treatment. Do get treatment. Even if it's there's nothing going to happen, it's better to get treated and prevent. So now, 6 weeks later, I've got to do blood work, labs, and go back for another go-round with the doctor after the initial course of antibiotics. So we'll see what happens. Make sure you get the good titer test, the good Lyme disease titer test, and test for everything, alpha-gal, Rocky Mountain, spotted fever, and Lyme in particular. So just a word of warning. They're out there. Turkey hunters are sure of picked ticks off of them all season long. So, and it's going to get worse with the warm weather. Even just being out in your backyard, protect yourself. I saw my neighbor across the street the other day with his yellow can of Sawyers. He's getting ready to cut the grass. He was spraying down his shoes. And I didn't say anything to him, but I know he's a hunter, and I know he knows what he's doing. But, you know, Sawyers, anything with permethrin in it will kill a tick on contact and prevent it from, you know, going any further. Now, this is not a bug spray. This is not something that has DEET or anything like that in it to spray on your body. Sawyers and other permethrin products get sprayed on your clothing. So take them out on your and you're outside somewhere, spray them off, let them dry, put them on, and avoid, you know, contact with them, you know, with your hands and so forth. Keep your hands away from your mouth and your face because it's not pleasant. I spray down. I didn't do it for turkey season, but I typically spray down my whatever my outside layer of clothing is. I spray down my boots and, you know, let them dry. Before going afield, spray down, you know, around the soles and even on the soles if you prefer, but that's the way to go to keep ticks from climbing from the ground up onto your body. Another tick bite I had back in 1995, and I remember it distinctly. I was hunting deer in Delaware, and the woods were flooded, and I was in my knee boots, and I was walking through the flooded woods. And wound up getting a tick bite that had come from not from the water, but the ticks had climbed up on the limbs of the trees to get out of the water, and I apparently brushed by a tick and got it on my back, and that was another incident. But then I went to the doctor, and that one had embedded itself, and he said, "Oh, you're going to make me pick it out." I'm like, "Yeah, that's your job." So, through the years, it's been 4 or 5 tick bites, and always the same treatment. Go to the doctor, get your doxycycline, and move on. So, 410-922-6680. We want to talk about ticks. Not a very appetizing subject, but one that we're all subject to. They're everywhere. They're everywhere in Maryland. So, if you're out hiking, if you're out turkey hunting, if you're even, you know, walking along the bank doing some fishing, you get into some high grass or something like that, you're going to get them. So, and they are everywhere. So, Aaron, good morning. How are you this morning? Good, Aaron. I know you're a dog lover. I know you heard the conversation about Christy Nome. What were your thoughts when you heard that report? Well, it is a cop-out answer, but you're absolutely right. It does depend on the situation. If you have a vicious dog, I mean, if you watch, you know, Judge Judy, she is an advocate for putting down a dangerous dog. She doesn't think people should have dangerous dogs. If your dog bites somebody, especially a child, you know, people have been mauled to death, even this year, by dangerous dogs that people keep as pets. So, you know, to have that dog put down by a professional is one thing. To, you know, have the guts to put it down yourself out on the ranch or out in the country or whatever, just a normal course of events, life and death on the farm, on the ranch. You know, it happens. It's one of those things. And, you can't have a domestic animal harming your family or harming other, you know, other animals in your barnyard, I guess is what I want to say. So you can't have it happen. And a dog is particularly bad because of, you know, there's, as I said, there's some wolf running through the veins of every dog, including this mutt here laying on my leg. So, see, you missed it during the break. They got into a tussle. And the little Cabochon was on the couch and was challenging the big one. And the big one was looking at her like, what? What do you want? Ruff, 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 ruff. What do you want? Just let me alone. Yeah. All right. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We got a text. We got emails. Let's see what's going on here. Okay. Tackle Box Tim, you're on hold. You're a little early, buddy.
I am.
You're a little early. Yeah, a little bit. You're a little bit. So
that's okay. Hey, yeah. Had a nice week-long vacation trip with my wife.
I saw it was your anniversary.
Yeah, we celebrated the day after your birthday.
Yeah, good.
Now, got a chance to run down to Ocean City and catch up with our friend Captain Mark, and we did a trip that I had not done yet. Went over to the southern end of Assateague and did some sight fishing for stripers.
How'd that work out?
The bite was slow, but just the atmosphere of doing that and actually see what you're casting to was, I guess, like Florida Flats-like.
Right.
And, yeah, that is like Mark's forte in the wintertime. He goes down to Florida and guides down there, but It was an experience. I hooked a 24-inch striper that fought like it was a 30-inch redfish.
Wow, great.
It was just, they got no place to go, so it's, you know, you're fishing in a foot to 3 feet of water, and they can't go deep, so they just make incredible runs.
Wow.
Yeah, that was cool. a very strong fish for the size that it was.
No question.
And,
no question.
The bite slowed down, and it's figuring things out that, you know, really gets the fisherman going.
Yeah.
Went through a few different things, and finally I pulled out a soft fluke-type bait because they would follow the paddle-tail swim baits, but after a while they just would not hit it. So
yeah.
I tied on a fluke bait, weightless, cast it way out beyond one of these stripers, Alan, and I twitched it once, and he just sucked it in.
Yeah, that's a weightless bait is incredible because, especially a fluke style bait, because it has so many moves. You know, you can make it dart, you can drop, you can let it float, and or let it sink a little bit and twitch it. I mean, there's just so many things you can do with it, And when they hit it, they want to kill it. They want to eat it,
yeah.
That's for sure.
That was an incredible bite, but I think the sun got up on us, and in that shallow water, even we watched a small school of like three or four fish, a bird flew over, and when the shadow of the bird flying over went by, that school just spooked. So think having a incredibly sunny, beautiful day was a blessing and a bit of a deterrent later.
Oh, sure, sure, sure. It can be that way. Yeah, it's always nice to have a bright day, but I do like a little sun. I do like a little cloud cover, no matter what. You know,
absolutely. My wife got to catch one, and I think the best part of her day was watching the small herd of Aztec horses and ponies on the shoreline.
No, well, that's cool. That's always part of it, you know. That's cool.
Yeah, she's an animal lover.
Yeah.
Across the board, so just to have her be able to see something like that, and there was a little foal who was still in nursing size. So,
oh wow!
To watch nature like that was incredible with the fishing.
Yes, indeed. How about that? So, hey, let me see if Aaron can send me the sheet for today's entries. Aaron, you got anybody you want to send me today? All right, we got Captain Don added on. I'll add him to the list here. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Okay. Let me see here. 2, 3, 4. Get your number, Tim. Get your thinking cap on. All right, we have, looks like 25 people that are in the contest for this month. So pick a number between 1 and 25, and we'll match that up with the name and be able to contact that person. What do you think about that?
I think that's a fantastic way to do it. I'd like to say the thoughts and prayers are definitely with you and Robin.
Oh, thank you, Tim. I appreciate it.
For you, stay strong going through all this.
We will. Yep. Ready when you are.
Okay, how about number 14?
14. Let me see who that corresponds to. Hang on here a minute. 14. 1, 2, 2, 4, 6. That would be, looks like Chris Bright. And Chris has a West Virginia number, 304.
Okay.
So there you go.
Well, we won't be dropping that one off.
No, you won't be dropping. Well, maybe you get an invitation to get down there. You never know.
he might be out there in smallmouth country.
He might very well be. So, Chris from West Virginia, congratulations. You are the winner. So, I like it.
Yeah.
I don't know if Chris is listening or he'll call in or not, but we'll call him here after the show and get his address, send it over to you.
Right.
So,
I'm looking forward to getting out and doing a little bit of smallmouth fishing, whether it be locally here in the Little Rivers or catching up with some friends on the tidal Susquehanna.
Yeah, the tidal Susquehanna for smallmouth.
From, the tide line in
is the bridge, right? I mean the dam.
For license purposes, it's the dam. Physically, it's Deer Creek.
Okay.
But you can target and catch smallmouth bass in the tidal Susquehanna from Deer Creek all the way down to Havre de Grace.
Yeah, I believe that.
If you know what you're looking for.
Yep.
It's got the same rocky structure in most of that area.
Yeah.
As what the flowing part.
Exactly.
The natural freshwater flowing part. So there's no reason why they wouldn't be on the same rocky structures and
that's true. Yep. And there's some nice fish above the dam as well. Which is non-tidal, but yes.
Right. So. Yeah, Conowingo has quietly become a very good bass destination for both largemouth and smallmouth over the last few years.
I know, and they do have some tournaments up there, from what I understand. So.
They do. They're not the big, broad numbers of boat tournaments like we have on the Upper Bay, but because
right.
of the facilities, just can't handle that. But
right.
you've got club tournaments going on and certain little organizations that have a small tournament trail.
Yeah,
it isn't uncommon on up there on the Susquehanna to take 18 pounds to win a tournament.
Wow. A bass? 5 fish, 18 pounds. Well, that's, I understand that.
Sometimes it may take 20, and then there's a drop-off. But there are some quality fish up there. And I think over the years, finding the spots has become easier with the modern technology. But, it's a very good largemouth and smallmouth fishery up there.
That's pretty funny because, you know, when I was a kid growing up, and my dad and I, we'd go out in the boat or whatever, wherever we were, and you'd go along and you go, well, that looks like a good spot. Well, that looks like a good spot. Yeah. You know, there was none of this electronics. You didn't know what the water depth was. You know, well, there's some lily pads right there. That looks like a good spot. That's how we fished, you know.
Yeah. So, now you can just, it's almost like playing a video game fishing now with the forward-facing sonar.
Yeah.
I want to cast until I see a fish. And
yeah, I know.
Depending on your view of it.
Yep. Well, it's like deer hunting, turkey hunting, anything else. If you got a trail camera out there and you locate the animal, it cuts down on the woodsmanship, that's for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, you're not out there walking the deer trails and looking for rubs and scrapes and sign and, you know, which trail goes out to the bedding area or which trail goes out to the feeding area and, you know, observation and walking and learning the intricacies of the land. It's none of that. It's all taken away because you can now I can see all the structure on the bottom. I know where this stump is. I know where that deadfall is. I know where this log is under the water. Those rocks, blah blah blah. There's there's not as much watercraft or woodcraft as there used to be.
Well, you can find them, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get them to bite, too.
Well, that's true. That's true, too. That's true.
So, yeah, with all the tournaments we have on the Upper Chesapeake, there's an incredible amount of pressure on these fish.
Oh, there's no question.
And I have no doubt that they wise up to the presence of boats and the presentations that they're given.
Sure.
So even though you might see that fish on your electronics, it might be a chore to get it to bite.
There's no question about it. So
that's the
all right.
I am going to be installing some new gadget today. I finally broke down and got a GPS anchoring trolling motor.
Oh, well, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
So.
That's going to help with when I have some folks along that might break off and
yeah,
I can just hit the button and stay on the spot and retie for them and not lose a spot where the fish are biting.
Gotcha. Very good.
Yeah. Well, you can hit the spot and pound the perch, too.
That's a good point right there.
So. Yep.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for playing. Appreciate you drawing the number today. Maybe we'll do that next time or whenever. We'll see. So we'll
thoughts and prayers that we get Robin back on the radio so she can run the random number generator for us.
She is, she's anxious. She's really anxious to get on there. So,
good deal.
All right, buddy.
Alan,
you
and Robin take care, and we'll be catching up with you. I'll
right.
get a picture for the next month's package on my Facebook, and I'll forward you a copy.
I will do that. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, Alan.
All right. We'll talk soon. Thanks, Tim. Bye-bye. We are way behind on our commercial breaks, ladies and gentlemen, so you'll have to listen for a couple seconds here. I want to talk about not only Backyard Billy's, but Clyde Sports Shop and Spurry's Tire Service. Where should we start? Let's start with Spurry's. They're right here in town, just at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, right off Route 50. Town, for me, is not Baltimore Town. It's Easton, Maryland, where we broadcast from and where we live and where I'm sitting in my recliner right now with two dogs on me. And say hi to everybody. Say hi. Okay. Yep. And so right here in Easton, and we love it. Don't have to drive across the bridge. Don't have to drive back in Memorial Day traffic. So Spurry's Tire Service, like I said, Dover and Elliott right here in Easton. That's where the local folks get their tires and auto service work done. American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, if you need it. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck or your trailer or your ATV or your lawnmower or your wheelbarrow or your ATV, UTV, RTV, and LSV. Yeah, I think that's the newest one, the LSV. Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for anything. If you have a trailer, they've got the tires. Don't worry about it. Yep. Any machine in your backyard or your barnyard. If you, need tire repair done, you got a nail in there or a slow leak, you want to get it checked out, that's what Spurrier's does. They specialize in that. They do it every day, probably multiple times a day. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They'll check and diagnose and repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. Brakes, oil changes, all of that. Their 24-hour truck service is available, and that and many more services has kept Spurrier's customers, including Robin and me and our family, satisfied for way more than 30 years. Stop by. There's no appointment needed for tires. Let me repeat that. There's no appointment needed for tires. If you need tires and you drive in, they will come out. They will see the size of your tires. You might have to wait 10, 15 minutes, and they'll get you in a bay, and they'll get your tires on, and they'll do it right. Or you can call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Check some prices. Get a quote. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com. 410-822-7384. 822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. A lot of things on sale here in May. Furniture, deck umbrellas, all the outside furniture, the sheds, the gazebos, the pergolas, the dog kennels, the chicken coops, the kids' play sets and things like that. And a lot of furniture sets on sale, too. The outside tables and chairs from a lot of different brands. Savings of at least 10% and even more if you pay by check. So why not stop by this weekend at Backyard Billy's? They're conveniently located right off of Route 50. If you're coming from the bridge, it's exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville off of Route 50. If you're coming the other way, just get off on 18, come up through Graysonville. It's a nice little town, nice little ride. Turn on Evans Avenue and left on Drummer, and you're right there at Backyard Billy's. You can see the fantastic collection of all their furniture, including those beautiful Adirondack chairs. You know what? There's about 1,000 of those in stock. I'm not kidding. 1,000 Adirondack chairs in every color and style. I walked in there the other day, and there were two women sitting on the Adirondack chairs that swiveled. I said, "Are you having fun?" And they said, "Oh, yeah, we like this, but we'd rather have one that reclines." And I said, "Well, they got them. They're right over." So, Adirondack chairs, you got to love it. And don't forget, when you go inside, barbecue grills, Traeger, Kamado Joe, Big Green Egg, Memphis, they're all sitting right there for you to take a look at. And anything and everything for your backyard at Backyard Billy's. The fireplaces and the stoves are all sitting there, too. Why not stop by backyardbillys.com or visit the Hearth America Facebook page if you're interested in a stove or an insert. 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. You'll be glad you did. And now I want to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. Aaron, we keep running longer and longer, don't we? Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Look. They've got the Satori over and under shotguns, the 725, the CXT, and the White Lightning. These are all beautifully appointed firearms for shotgun sports, for trap, skeet, sporting clays, and upland bird shooting, or waterfowl if you like. But they've got all the different models of the Satori, C-I-T-O-R-I. All the Satori shotguns feature chrome-plated chambers, triple trigger system, backboard technology, and Vector Plus choke tube systems. Some of them have higher rails than others. Some of them have a prettier receiver and with engraving and that type of thing. But all of them will do the job. The Browning Satori for Shotgun Sports and Upland Shooting. Why not stop by and see the full lineup of all the Browning firearms, the shotguns, the rifles, and the handguns from Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. They're open 7 days a week. Been around since 1957, so they're over there in Lansdowne/Halethorpe. You'll be glad you did. Stop by Clyde's. Tell them you heard about it right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories too. Tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot, whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll, and wander by the fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day. We'll have no need to call the roll when we get to the fishing hole. There'll be you, me, and old dog Trey to doodle time away.
All right, that's enough of that. Ah, we like the song, but enough is enough, right, Aaron? Right. All right. Any callers on the line, bud? All right. We need some callers. How about if I share a story? Our buddy Joe. Joe's the guy that supplies us with a lot of jokes, and he had a riddle for Robin last week or week before. So what is, Aaron, we'll have to ask you. So let's see. I'm trying to remember it. What is a paramedic's favorite plant? Hello, Aaron. No, that's pretty good, though. No, it's a little simpler than that. A paramedic's favorite plant is ivy. Ivy. That is a good one. Thank you, Joe, for that. So, here's a story for Memorial Day from Joe. He was in a local restaurant in Severna Park this week, Wednesday. He's having lunch with his family. There were several senior citizens having lunch a few feet away. One gentleman at the table was wearing a hat that said World War II veteran, so I guess he was in his 90s. He got up to use the restroom, and on his way back, I made a point of standing up, shake his hand, and say thank you for your service. I asked him where he served and what branch of the service he was in. He told me that he was in the Navy, in the Pacific Theater, serving on aircraft carrier USS Essex. He told me that he was never wounded, but he lost some close friends when they were strafed a few times and later hit by kamikaze. At this point, he started to tear up a bit, so I apologized for taking him to a sad place. He said he understood the loss of life, but what still bothered him to this day was the fact that all the dead were buried at sea, and their families would never have a gravesite to visit. Let's not forget that Memorial Day is not just a three-day weekend or a day that marks the beginning of summer. Thank you, Jeff, for that. Thank you for that reminder. We needed it. That's true. Let's talk to Diane. Good morning, Diane. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I would like to ask you something. I've heard, you know, the windmills that we have stuck in the bay for energy. I've heard that they are killing the birds.
They are?
Are they really?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, why don't they get them out of the thing?
Oh, if you look about the ones in the west in the Rocky Mountains, they're killing thousands of birds, thousands.
Well, they should not have those windmills if they're doing that.
Well, the price of the green agenda of the political left is just not only killing birds, but the technology that they're using to investigate places to place these windmills offshore the technology, the electronics is driving the whales insane, the mammals.
Yeah, I was wondering, asking you also. What's going on with life in the water?
Yep. It all has to. You know, these animals are very intricate. They use their own internal sonar. God is a great creator. I mean, you know, he thought of all this stuff long before man ever became smart enough to mess with it. So the way these animals communicate, and you've heard, you know, whales can communicate and this and that. Well, the signals from the underwater radar and sonar and so forth, you know, they send out electronic pulses, and it interferes with the communication system of these animals.
Yeah.
And you know, where do they go? Hey, Joe, we're going over here and feed on this school of fish, so turn left here in about, you know, a mile and a half or whatever, and we'll run right into that school, and they get an impulse, and it says turn right and wind up on the beach.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, I'm just simplifying it, but, you know, these intricate natural communication systems are being interfered with.
The human race is doing things under the water more than it used to.
Absolutely.
I didn't so the windmills are also doing. And what does it draw the birds into the windmill?
They just fly into it.
Oh my goodness! They should not have any of that if it's doing anything like that.
Well, you know what?
Also, the life in the water. I was just wondering.
Well, the environmentalist movement and the green movement is the biggest fraud ever perpetuated on our society.
They're making money off of that. All right, well, thank you very much. I'll enjoy your show.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
Yep. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Ah, my goodness. Let's see. Yeah, we're communicating with Robin, too. She's up and about. I don't think she's listening, but she did tell me last night that she wants to get back on the air as soon as possible. She misses everybody, and she does appreciate all the prayers. She's a great believer in the power of prayers, and she just asked me to ask you to continue to pray for her continued health. I think we have a handle on what's been going on. A lot of factors in play, her weight loss, her, you know, everything that she's been on for a decade. Is all being reconfigured now, and so there's going to be a lot of consultation, a lot of head scratching, and a lot of figuring stuff out. But we're getting there slowly but surely. So how about that? All right. Hey, Aaron. Let's take our final break. Yeah, let's talk to Shane. He's down there in Virginia. Good morning, Shane. How are you?
Oh, fine, thank you. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. What's up?
I just wanted to call and chat about nothing.
Okay.
You guys talk a lot about the, you were talking about them hunting turkey, and I see them crossing the roads all the time, and I was just telling somebody about it, and they're like, do they eat turkey eggs? And I'm like, I guess they do, but even when they breed them in captivity, do you, do they eat the eggs?
Yeah, you can eat the eggs, absolutely.
Huh, because that's what I thought. It's not.
Well, they're poultry. Really. I mean, I'll tell you, I like duck eggs myself. I mean, I'm eating chicken eggs. I made some jammy eggs the other day. Do you know what jammy eggs are?
No.
Oh, well, you know what hard-boiled eggs are.
Yeah.
You know what soft-boiled eggs are.
Yes, sir.
Jammy eggs are in between.
That's
jammy eggs.
Starting to.
The jammy eggs are, the whites are cooked, and you know, they'll peel easily. But when you get to the yolk, they're nice and soft and delicious.
Okay.
And if you serve them warm, they're really, really good. But there's a technique to make them. And, you know, Robin said she loved them. I didn't know what they were. So there was a recipe she saw with jammy eggs and noodles. And I thought, well, that sounds interesting. So. I made some jammy eggs. So. Yeah, I mean, I make hard-boiled eggs a lot of time. I don't make soft-boiled eggs. I make hard-boiled eggs quite a bit. I love to make hard-boiled eggs and then pickle them with beet juice and my special formulation of pickled egg sauce, and they turn out really delicious. But I thought I'd try the jammy eggs, and I followed the directions to the tea, and it worked out just marvelous. So,
I've never heard of that.
Jammy eggs. Well, look them up.
Man.
And you can do it with turkey eggs, too, I'm sure. So.
I guess. I guess you got to go to a farming area. It'd be a challenge to find them in the wild, I guess.
What, turkey eggs? Oh, no, you'd never take a turkey. Don't ever take a turkey egg in the wild. Please do not do that. The wild turkey is under enough stress without having people out there finding their eggs.
But.
And the female hen lays one egg every day for 21 days and hatches her brood like that.
So what's the survival rate?
Quite frankly, I'm not for sure, but I think it's somewhere around 20%.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. So anyway, well, thanks for the call, Shane. We got to move on. You have a great weekend.
Thank you. All right.
All righty. Bye-bye. We'll be right back after these messages.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-2722. 557 Crab. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m., and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you one more time about Backyard Billy's. You know, this is the unofficial kickoff to summer. It's not really summer yet. It'll be summer in a couple weeks. But this holiday weekend, remember the real reason for the holiday, please. That's the main thing. And I know people are going to go celebrate and have their time off and be with their families and travel and do whatever they have to do. I get that. But along your way, why not stop by at Backyard Billy's and see what they have for your backyard, what you could possibly put in your backyard. There's, you know, storage sheds and chicken coops and dog kennels and all that other stuff, the gym sets and swing sets for the kids, all those tables and chairs, those Adirondack chairs. And even stuff for the deck, you know, your grill, your different types of grills that they have. It's just worth a trip. It's like a destination. There's no pressure. You just walk in and you look around and you go, this is some great stuff, and you're going to leave with something. So stop by. That would be my urging for just something that you're looking to do this weekend. You know, you got an hour here, an hour there. Head over there to Route 50, exit 44B, that's Evans Avenue in Graysonville. That's the exit. Their formal address is on Drummer. And you can put it in your GPS. It'll take you right there. BackyardBillies.com will give you a hint. Hearth America Facebook page for all the grill and hearth and that type of, and, you know, heating stuff. The phone number, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and take advantage of the last few days of the May sale. A lot of savings on a lot of stuff. They got a list right there on the counter, too numerous for me to mention, but you'll be glad you did. Backyard Billy's is, well, one of my favorite places to go. All right. That's it. Aaron, do you got anything? You want to play a little jingle? Jingle bells? All right, that sounds good.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buds, baits, and Sarah spooks, pumpkin seeds, zoom flukes, booyah, crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
There you go. Very good. Very good. Very good. All right. The weapons of mass destruction. Tackle Box Tim shared some nice fishing stories this morning. We didn't hear from Lee. Getting a little too late for a Lee story this morning. That's okay. We heard from Captain Don on his flounder fishing trip. That was pretty good. And Shane called in and talked about turkey eggs from down in Virginia. We had a winner of the fishing contest, Chris from West Virginia. So we really appreciate the... The Tackle Box Tim said, weapons of bass destruction are next month's giveaway, a bass fishing package. High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim, weapons of bass destruction. So we'll have to play that song when we give the prize away. How about that, Aaron? That'd be good, right? That sounds good. That sounds good. Just in case you missed it, the podcasts are up to date. I want to thank Aaron, our great call screener producer, for working with Bulldog Brian Tilton down there in Florida. I'm getting the podcasts up to date. There's a couple shows that we are checking on, the March 2nd show. You remember we had some technical difficulties. We're redoing the December shows for quality. So you can go on the website, ellisoutdoors.com, ellisoutdoors.com, and learn about me, learn about the show, and listen to shows from the past, way back. So there's the music, folks. Pray for Robin, if you would. Appreciate it. Remember the real reason for the Memorial Day holiday, to honor those men and women who served in our armed forces, and especially those who gave their lives the ultimate sacrifice to defend and protect our way of life right here in the United States of America. To protect our republic. Said the Pledge of Allegiance last night. Very, very heartfelt. Now get out, stay out, love the Lord, love your family.